my opinion, I don't know how it's going to come out in the end, but we are important to have in this battle, to have somebody with high credentials as you have.
Everybody will be, or 90% of the people will be enrolled. in 1980, what we've actually said is that we hoped that we could develop the opportunity so that people would have the option, 90% of the people would have the option by 1980. No, one of the strengths of our position is, of course, overall, that we want to create a wider range of choice. We want to preserve the pluralism of the present system and not to straitjacket it. Well, I think it's a very strong part of our case.
You feel strong.
I feel very comfortable. I feel thrilled with this. I think there's some things that have to come along, and I think we're already working on the mental health.
Other area of the department. activity. So when you combine the investment that is represented by accessible community-based mental health services as distinguished from hospitalization in one of these great factory warehouses where the insane used to be stacked away, when you combine that sheer dollar return factor and the salvaging of human lives that is represented by a shorter term period of intensive therapy versus indefinite, et cetera, with the alcohol and the drug-related aspects of the situation, it becomes these reasons anyway why I think this is an area that we ought to devote a good deal of intensive thought to between now and the development of 73.
You get a copy, Rose has a new copy of it.
too, you know, go behind the bar and roll the cart, so that was part of it too. But then you get it over to this area, and once you experiment a bit, I guess, then they take it for the purpose of escaping, getting away, and so forth.
And there are people with sort of personality deficits.
Mm-hmm.
They're just lack capacities adequately to cope and to feel like complete people, and the drugs help them to fill that void.
Well, it comes at the time of life which ruins their whole life, because it's when they should be creating their life.
Yeah. And well, as a matter of fact, too, there you can have a pretty good argument, too, because, you know, the whole cycle of, Milltown, et cetera, et cetera. A lot of that did serve very useful purpose, for some people. I mean, it's a whole lot better to take Milltown than be, climbing a wall. Although then there came a point where many were over, as I understand, some doctors told me they went overboard on this, and then people would, they said it, even when the drug is mild as that,
I've seen these guys live for Milltown.
Have you?
Yes, when they were withdrawn, they'd come in and
they have withdrawal symptoms with Milltown.
Yeah, and Peter Barr doesn't take care of it specific for Milltown unless you found out that this was early. Unless you found out it was Milltown, they were taking, you gave them Milltown, they just.
When I tell me this, is a Milltown is not Peter
Barr. No,
it's not a Barr.
It's a very different kind of a drug.
But it can't, why do they die now? What's the reason?
Well, you get habituated to it, and then they take increasing doses.
Yeah.
The tendency with Milltown and phenobarb is you forget you took your medicine.
Yeah.
So an awful lot of people that were started on medicine by a doctor begin to use tremendous amounts because that's part of it. They forgot they took it. And the doctor had been extremely negligent in not picking those things up. But then they go on and they become addicted the way they are to, what if you call it addicted, but anyway, the phenobarb. Then let's say you stop them or they come to the hospital in coma. If you don't give them further Milltown, they switch over to convulsions. And so it's much harder to take a man off of phenobarbital than it is off of heroin. We talk with the Mexicans in Los Angeles, and we can get anybody off heroin. We just take them in our pad and we take them off heroin. Well, we need the help here in hospital because several we took off phenobarbital died. They died in the hospitals. You've got to do that over a period of almost a month. Now there's a drug where a lot of people use.
Well, Bill, but those are basically the sedatives of.
Yes, those are the most important and the tremendously used sedative. And in the right dosage, it's a wonderful sedative. But then people take them in 10 or 100 times the dosage and they get a very different kind of feeling from
them. In other words, they take a little of it, take some
more. They often take combinations of amphetamines and barbiturates. They have this upper and downer effect. Speaking of which, Fred, you made a point at breakfast we had the other day about getting together with the doctors, and I thought it was an exceedingly important point, which we are following up with the idea of seeking the enlistment of medical organization leadership, starting with the ANA and then working through the state societies, to involve the doctors in this drug problem on two fronts. One, in developing an educational campaign to restrain overuse or overprescription of drugs, and the other to give doctors an updated education in the treatment of the problems of drug abuse and drug dependency. But most of them went to that, came out of medical schools when the problem was much less prevalent and much less apt to show up in the range of their own practice. And the result has been that they have tended to duck the situations in which they might either, one, actually assume the responsibility for treatment, or at least be enough aware of what they were seeing so that they would recognize it early enough to get the kid into somebody else's hands earlier. And so this a very appropriate supplement to all the other things that are going on. We have a meeting set up with the ANA, I think, I forget the date, but it's pretty soon, to try to get this underway and lay plans for it. And I think it's, this really was triggered by what you said.
Let me suggest this, and I think you'd be very open in your meeting, and I might make put a line in when I speak up to them. As I told you when you were here before, and when you first came on, I defend the medical system. I mean, I'm for doctors, but I think they have been, and I think you would agree that they, as an organization, have been. I mean, they've had their heads in the sand too damn long, and they've fought, frankly, mild proposals that have now brought on much more radical ones. But apart from that, the thing that we have, it occurs to me that we've asked various types of people. We are asking various types of people to go out and try to educate kids, young people, about drugs. Now, who are the believables? Well, you think of Alekhar Thinkweather, his daughter died with a shot-up overdose of LSD. He's very believable. In other words, an Art Linkletter and Yastrzemski, the Boston ball player, is out talking to kids about this. You've got celebrity types. You have the ministers do it. They preach to them and so forth, and that's good. The educators do it. It occurs to me that the most effective ones could well be the doctors. I mean, basically there's the fear element. If the individual can hear, here's the doctor get up there, and he just says, now look, I'm looking at this solely scientifically and so forth and so on. It has nothing to do with morality. You see, you don't get them on the morality kit. They'll turn them right off. What I'm getting at is that the doctor basically is a professional man. And the doctor is the lawyer. Does not go into politics. He can't. In other words, he's dedicated to his life. On the other hand, he has had a superb education, and during the course of his life, both he and, of course, even more his wife, have been exposed to all the public interest problems and so forth. They want to do things. Doctors in many communities I've found in my own campaigns, you get doctors and doctors' wives, they can be very extremely. I don't mean they'll all do it, but I think of my own little town of Whittier. We had a couple of doctors out there. One became the chairman of the board of the college, and another became the chairman of the city council. They were enormously influential, respected men. My point is this. If we could get the AMA to take on a program where doctors, and particularly some of your, basically the who are pillars of the society, of the community, with gifts, and they go in and give lectures on, look, kids, I'm not here to moralize about this thing, and I'm not here to say that you shouldn't drink, smoke, fornicate, or whatever people do, but I do say this, don't do this to your body and your mind. I think that had a hell of an effect. Has this been tried and done much? Have the doctors as a group done much of this?
You know,
can't we enlist them?
I think we should try to enlist them. You said that, and when you talked to them, it's a very important thing.
You see, the people, more than anything else, they need education. Young people, so who tells them when they hear the kids says, well, look, I've been on this stuff in the grass, it doesn't mean much, or I take a little heroin or whatever they do, and these old buddies are just trying to get, you know, to keep you like they are. But boy, the doctor gets out there and talks. I think they render a hell of a service, and I think it would be a great sense of self-satisfaction for them, gratify themselves, to be doing something other than their very, very important task, of course, of saving lives.
I think that's a very good idea. It fits in with these other things because the doctors themselves, it says, they need more education of their own.
Well, when you meet with the group, if you could explore this with them, and there's another thing, the medical profession is like business. A recent poll has been taken by ORC, and the attitude of the American people toward business, zilch, has been going down in the last 10 years due to the various attacks, environment, and a lot of other things. Monitor and fair, someone to testify. Consumerism, naderism, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Doctors, as a group, are not a popular people.
No.
Now, there is a way. What I'm getting at is, when you've got 75% of the American people, 75% as against about 9 or 10%, that consider drugs an enormous problem, when you've got parents worried and so forth, I think doctors could make themselves extremely, they could get on a popular cause here and take the leadership, and they could be the ones to say, well, Dr. So-and-so is doing this. In other words, let the doctor get out in front on an issue that people are concerned about. It'll help them. I think it's a good idea.
You bring that up to the KMA. I can follow by bringing it up. All right, I've got my talk to
you. I think that's a good idea. Right.
Thank you. I'll get to it. I'll get a rapid trade.